So around about 9 o'clock, when she went out there to use the bathroom, I heard this big splash. So he said right there, and he got on his tractor and went up to Illinois. Like that, you know. So when people say outhouse, it'd be funny to me.
Yeah.
Man.
Have you ever heard other names before?
Not really.
Like privy or...
I heard privy in like Dirty Magazine, like you read Sex to Sexy, you ever seen one of them?
Sex to what?
Sex to Sexy.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Would they be telling jokes? I heard mention privy in that.
Yeah. Have you ever heard any names that might strike you as kind of crude or place like that?
Mm-mm.
Like shit house?
Yeah.
Would that always be an outhouse?
Oh, yeah. I really think so, like, you know, like you say, check you up like a brick shit out. You know?
Yeah.
That's luxury. A brick one, they always be made out of wood.
Yeah.
Half the time they be molding and corroding and rotting.
Imagine that'd be kind of uncomfortable
at the other time. Yeah, I don't think about that. I think it'd be kind of uncomfortable.
Anytime.
Yeah, splinters, you know. That's what I'll be thinking about.
Mm. Sure. Have you ever spent any time on a farm?
My uncle has a farm. I used to go out there every once in a while for like probably like a couple hours. Not, I haven't spent a whole lot of time. Like,
yeah.
You know, I've been on one.
Yeah. What about when you think of a farm? What are the buildings that you think of?
A barn, farmhouse, and maybe a shed.
Mm-hmm. What about a building where you store corn?
To my silo.
All right.
But, alright, silo, I'll leave it at that. I don't see none. I haven't seen any street.
Have you ever heard of anything called a crib or corn crib?
Yeah. But I wouldn't know what it was if I heard of it before.
Which would you call it?
Hmm?
Which one of those would you call it?
Oh, I'd call it a corn crib. Well, maybe a silo could be a corn crib. But I thought a corn crib maybe would be something different from like a silo. I think it'd be kind of like in a barn, but like, you know how they stack the hay up in the hayloft? How they probably put corn, you know, just lay it out in there. You know, like that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of grain storage place called a granary or granary?
I heard the name mentioned before, but I never seen one.
Which pronunciation?
Granary.
Granary. Okay. Talking about the barn, what would you call the upper part of the barn where you store hay?
The hay loft.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And sometimes, if the farmer's not going to bale his hay right away, he might just take a lot of hay out of the field and do what to it? Make it
stack it.
Yeah. What would you call that then?
Uh-huh.
After he got through stacking it, he's got it.
Oh, haystacks.
Haystacks.
Yeah. All right.
You ever see those?
Yeah, every once in a while. Depending on what time of the year you're driving around, you know, see some haystacks.
Okay. Have you ever seen any kind of shelter outside that you might put bales of hay under if you're not going to put it in the barn? It just might be four poles and some kind of roof and you stick the hay out of there.
You talking about a lean-to?
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Do you know any names for just small piles of hay raked up in the field?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of windrows?
Mm-hmm.
I heard of that. Okay.
I mean, I heard of, but I didn't know that's what it was.
Okay. Do you have any name for a special building where a farmer would keep his cows inside?
A barn?
Okay, but nothing like a cow barn or...
Yeah, a cow barn.
What about one a building where horses would be kept?
Horse barn? No, a barn?
Yeah, okay, just a barn.
Yeah.
Does stable mean anything?
Yeah, okay, stable, okay. I'm not thinking.
Where would a farmer keep his hogs?
Pig pen, a pig sty.
Okay.